None of the arguments that are forwarded by philosophical naturalism, which is the worldview undergirding evolutionism, the idea that the universe is merely an illusion or the universe sprang from nothing or the universe eternally existed, none of them account for the existence of the universe. So logically, we can turn only to the possibility that God created the heavens and the earth. But if that's the case, it brings up another question. And this question is asked over and over again. It is the question, who made God? Well, unlike the universe, which according to modern science had a beginning, God is infinite and he is eternal. In that way, an infinite eternal being, or God, logically can be demonstrated to be the uncaused first cause. Furthermore, to suppose that because the universe had a cause, that the cause of the universe has to have a cause, simply leads to a logical dead end. An infinite regression of finite causes does not answer the question of source. It merely makes the effects more numerous. Simple logic dictates that the universe is not merely an illusion, that it did not spring out of nothing, and that it has not eternally existed. So the only philosophically plausible possibility that remains is that the universe was made by an unmade cause that is greater than itself. Now, I explain this in various forms, but one of the newest forms available right now is the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition.